for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly.
Well, I understand back here at the American Freedom Network, and I guess this morning, Pastor Billy Crone of the Niagara Bible Church, and certainly we are going to be discussing a new subject this morning. We've already talked about the Final Countdown. If you haven't seen that DVD series, why, you've missed a real treat, because, of course, Pastor Crone there takes all the prophecies from the Old Testament and the New Testament and shows how they are applicable today. I mean, amazing fulfillment of prophecy we are seeing today. And then, of course, on Scientific Creation, a 10-part series. Excellent, and we carry both of those DVD series. Today we're going to start talking about RFID technology. What is RFID? Radio frequency technology in small little chips that allow the identification of objects or people or passports or driver's licenses. But I'm going to let Pastor Crone pick up this story, because it's certainly one of my favorite series. Pastor Crone, go right ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Monteith. It's great to be on. And first of all, I'd like to your listeners to realize that what we are about to talk about, certainly on this program and, Lord willing, on others, because there's a lot to deal with, is that this is not some science fiction scenario that we're going to discuss in the far-off future in the year 2050. Folks, it is present-day reality with a technology that's being implemented right now, today, oftentimes without our knowledge. I guarantee that most listeners right now have some form of contact with this technology, and they don't even realize it. But the important thing is that I believe that this technology is preparing the way for what the Bible calls the mark of the beast. The book of Revelation, chapter 13, says this: "Then I saw another beast coming out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb," speaking of the false prophet, "but he spoke like a dragon," referring to Satan. "He exercised all the authority of the first beast," that's the Antichrist, "on his behalf, and he made the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast," that's the Antichrist, "whose fatal wound had been healed. And he performed great and miraculous signs, even causing fire to come down from heaven to earth in full view of men. And because of these signs he was given power to do on behalf of the first beast, he deceived the inhabitants of the earth." So the context is clearly talking about a global issue here, okay? Not a local one, a global one, the inhabitants of the earth. "And then he ordered them to set up an image in honor of the beast," the Antichrist, who was wounded by the sword and yet lived. "And he was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast so that it could speak and cause all who refused to worship the image to be killed. And, listen to this, he also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive the mark on his right hand or on his forehead, so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name." And so here we see, folks, I mean, you got to put yourself in the Apostle John's position nearly 2,000 years ago when he's writing this revelation that he received from the Lord. And how in the world is one guy going to literally be able to control what people can buy or sell? Very interesting phrase there, buy or sell anywhere on the planet. Okay? I mean, he must have thought, it's like, man, this is just, how is this possible? And he's doing his best to just, you know, describe this vision that he's seen. Well, folks, you and I are seeing this unfold before our very eyes. For the first time in mankind's history, folks, just think about this. It's not just that we buy and sell stuff, okay, with consumerism. You know, we can go down the store and get some groceries, or go to Walmart and pick up some toiletries, or do whatever you do. Okay? Folks, we can do this all over the world. This is recent developments for the first time in 2,000 years since John writes this. We have the rise of the whole consumerism, and the consumerism supply chain has gone global. Okay? And that's a recent development. We've never had the technology, folks, before, and the industry in place to be able to literally buy or sell something, literally now, even recently with the birth of the internet and computers, recently, to buy or sell something anywhere on the planet. And yet John's writing about this 2,000 years ago, and how is one guy going to do it? Folks, the very technology that we eat, live, and breathe in, we call Americana, and has gone not just on a global scale, but as we're going to see with this RFID technology, it's now coming backwards, if you will, It's built, the system has been built in place that all the consumer products, all the things, the buying and selling, interaction, financial transaction has gone global. It's now interconnected, and now it's going, if you, it's shrinking in size to literally go to the control factor. And that's where this little technology called RFID comes in. It's going to control what people all over the planet buy and sell, exactly what was prophesied 2,000 years ago. Okay, and as Dr. Monteith, as you stated, RFID is simply an acronym. It stands for Radio Frequency Identification. And it's an electronic tracking device that stores and receives information, can a microchip. And it's not just personal information, numbers and stuff. It also financial information can be stored on these things. That's very key if you're going to buy and sell. And this technology can be embedded in just about anything. In fact, it's already being embedded in just about anything, not just with products, not just with your pet. It includes people, okay? And speaking of which, let me just fast forward a little bit, folks, and let me give you this is from an article that's talking about RFID, and let me give you a taste of the future that they are building for us, okay, all based a lot on convenience, but it's really about control, what you're going to buy and sell, in the not-too-distant future. In fact, the article says it's the year 2010. Okay, that's now, folks. And here's the future, okay, with this technology. You're watching your favorite morning news show to see what's happening in the crazy world of technology, but the show is interrupted by commercials. So you think this is a good time for a cup of coffee, when suddenly the face of your girlfriend shows up on the screen telling you to buy the latest model of MP3 player with a miniature hard disk of a 1.5 terabyte and a weight of only 20 grams, suitable for any occasion offered by Walmart. Well, you don't have time to recover from the shock of that, because the next commercial shows your best friend recommending you the latest car model, personalized according to the wishes described to the car dealer you spoke about changing your car the other day. Intrigued, you turn off the TV set, but you forget to disconnect from the Internet, so you hear your girlfriend's voice on the speakers of the media center, where she reminds you that the only best roses can be purchased at roses.com for her birthday next week. But soon your buddies arrive, and you head out to watch an afternoon professional baseball game at the stadium. You don't worry about a ticket, because they're no longer needed in this world. You just show up, walk in, whereupon your presence is immediately recognized by an RFID reader, and the cost is automatically debited from your account. But there's a small crowd at the game, and so you decide to move down to the more expensive seats. But as you do, none of the people who pay good money for those better seats are concerned about your move, because they know apparently what you forgot, and you end up paying the extra price for the better seat, because the seat automatically sends a signal to the ticket office, which in turn debits your bank account for the difference in price. No more cheating. So after the game, you head home, whereupon the muffler on your car announces, "I have a leak," and you suggest an appointment with the local mechanic the next day, which, of course,
well,
you agree.
Well, that will be back in just a moment here at the American Network.
Eleven years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stanback here, I guess, Pastor Billy Crone of the Niagara Frontier Baptist Church. We're talking about the wonderful new technology that's out there where everything can be watched and checked and evaluated, and you can automatically build for anything you want. Even in your car is run by a computer. I mean, that's why, of course, the Toyota is having all the problems with their acceleration, and they're trying to make you think that the reason that, of course, their cars accelerate is something wrong with the mat there and the carpet of their car. Well, this is foolish. It's obviously a computer glitch, and they don't want to admit that. But of course, there is a computer in your car that can do all sorts of wonderful things. It can even park your car. But pick up the story there, Pastor.
Yeah, let's continue on with this future that they've built for us for this technology, folks. And again, the buying point, if you will, no pun intended there, is convenience. It's all about convenience. And we don't realize, folks, that when we buy into this technology, that we are losing our freedom, okay, for it. But again, since we are a culture that is now conditioned to choose not on the basis of what is right or wrong or what's on what is the best for us, or certainly based on freedom, we choose on convenience. Hey, it's working like a charm. But let's continue with that reality. It says, okay, so after your muffler told you that you need to take your car in for that it has a leak and it's got to do a repair, and you agree, and it's all set up for you. Now you're driving down the road, and your muffler situation got automatically fixed for you with this technology, but you're hungry. And so you stop off at a convenience store to get a hot dog, whereupon a screen pops up on the computer in front of the attendant at the counter that tells him, ask the customer if he would like to have extra nacho cheesy potato chips. So the cashier does, and you, of course, say yes, because that's your favorite kind. For some reason, they knew that. And after you drop off your buddies, you head home, whereupon entering the door, your home computer asks you if you'd like to order pizza in 3 hours, the normal time you eat supper each night. And since you know you'll be hungry again by then, you say yes and then proceed to take out your garbage. But as you put the garbage in the garbage can, the can reminds you that you just put in a recyclable container in the wrong bin, in which you immediately correct so as to avoid yet another fine from the waste management company. That's already been put in place, folks, in England. I kid you not. Then you decide to wash some clothes before the pizza arrives. Okay, so you throw your laundry into the machine, but an alarm goes off as the washing machine informs you to not put your white dress shirt in with your red T-shirt. And just in case you don't comply, it actually deactivates itself until you do. And then later that night, of course, after you finish the pizza that you ordered automatically, you head to the refrigerator to get a drink of water, whereupon your refrigerator informs you now that you're out of milk. And the refrigerator asks you if you want more ordered from the grocery store, in which you yawn and say yes and then promptly head off to bed. Are you hallucinating? Is this a bad scenario of a poor science fiction movie? No. Quote, welcome to the wonderful world of RFID, quote, where we know everything about how to serve our favorite customer. Now, folks, I don't know about you, but you look at that, yeah, that's kind of convenient, but when you stop and think about it, in order to pull all that off, hey, this envisioned future is a little bit creepy, okay? And what you got to realize, folks, again, this is not some creepy future science fiction scenario that's going to happen start day 55,320. It is actually viable. It's actually being implemented right now all over the world. And so that's what we do on this series, Dr. Monteith, is we try to answer this question. Okay, fine. RFID is a pretty cool technology, but what really is it? What's the important ramifications we need to discuss? Is it really man's greatest invention, or is, in fact, this leading towards the mark of the beast? Okay, and that's what we do. And again, just like we did on the Final Countdown series, on this particular study, folks, you got to realize it is saturated with video clips, and it's saturated with video clips from the CEOs, the headquarters, the movers and shakers in this industry. Just like with the Final Countdown, the reason why is because, hey, listen, if I were to just quote this stuff and read their words, I still think it's so outlandish what these people really plan on doing. You wouldn't believe me. And so we share the actual interviews, the actual video clips from the corporation okay, themselves admitting that they want everything on the planet. Folks, I'm talking everything, down to even trees they want to have implanted. So in case you can, you know, in case there's a forest fire or there's a worm that's starting to destroy the tree, you know, whole environmental movement stuff. I'm not kidding you. They want everything on the planet. They want every single product, every single pet, every single animal, every single person to be chipped with this RFID technology. They are deadly serious about controlling everything, every movement, every financial transaction. What did the Bible say 2,000 years ago? Whether or not you can buy or sell something. It's being implemented before our very eyes. And this is what's so wild, Dr. Monteith, is it's already being implemented, and yet hardly anybody is really even familiar with this technology. It's just sneaking in right under our nose. So let's take a look real quick at what this technology, folks, first of all, can do. Again, RFID stands for radio frequency identification. And it's a technology, again, that uses tiny microchips and things called an RFID tag. And they use, again, as we said earlier, to store information, even financial information, make financial transactions. But it can also be used to track things, to track people, products, pets, the whole nine yards. Okay? And it's able to do that because it uses radio frequency or radio waves, hence radio frequency identification, okay, to communicate this information, because these things come with a little tiny, not just microchip, but a built-in miniature antenna. And because it has an antenna built into it, it can broadcast these signals. And just like with radio waves, that means it can go right through windows or wood, walls, purses, wallets, backpacks, your clothes, anything. It can go through pretty much. Okay, and then they're picked up by something what's called a reader. Okay, it's kind of like, really, to give you a vernacular, would be like your car radio or stereo in your home is a reader. Okay, it you know, you turn the dial to dial in or push the button nowadays with digital to get a certain frequency, and you pick up the right frequency and you read the signal, hence the radio station. Well, that's what these little things do. They're like a little miniature radio station on a certain frequency, and once you pick up the right frequency, get it dialed in, then you could get the information off of it. And so really, in a nutshell, that's how these things work. And these readers, if you will, they are placed everywhere. They could be put on the floor. They could be put in the ceiling. They could be beside a conveyor belt. They could be put in docks. They could be put in doorways. They could be even in a handheld device. Oh, by the way, folks, it's kind of funny how they do this. Walmart, and they're not the only one, some of the department stores and places, if you'll take a look next time you're in there, when you leave the premises, when you go through the doors, you'll notice that there's these rectangular devices on either side of the doorway that you walk through, kind of like you're going through a corral, which actually is a good terminology because you're going to be treated like cattle. And those are RFID readers. You're actually being scanned right now when you leave the premises. Now, what they do is they cover them. They cover them with advertising, usually like the latest movie that's coming out, the video that you could buy, etc., blah, blah, blah. They put these cardboard things over it. But remember, these things can be beamed through all that stuff. So those things are actually scanning you as you leave the store, because the system that they're putting into place is going to have every single product. Everything on the planet is going to have these things, and they're going to know everything. And then eventually they want it to be automated so that you don't even have to use the checkout person, that it'll automatically debit from your account. It'll automatically read the products in the shopping cart, and it will automatically just within seconds scan every single product, and within seconds link it to your database, your financial transactions, and you'll just breeze right out the store. Grab your receipt on the way out. This is the technology that it's capable to do. They've already got the readers in place. Again, I challenge you, check it out the next time you're in there. Now, you need to understand the size of these things, okay? Because, again, folks, you're probably carrying around some of this technology, and you don't even realize it. Some of them are so small. I think one of the smallest ones is made by Hitachi. It's called the Mu Chip. And it's about half the size, not the size of a grain of sand, about half the size of a grain of sand. And again, we show you that actual video clip on there of what it is. And this technology, folks, is so sophisticated, and it's evolving, if you will, to use that word, so fast that these things can be printed on just about anything. They could actually print this stuff. Okay, you used to have to just be individual tags, and then you affix it to a particular product or person or pet or whatever. But they could actually print this technology now. Meaning, listen to this, that the dot on the letter I on the back of a box could be used to track you. Okay, the dot, the actual dot, could be the RFID tag that's storing, receiving, and beaming information. Okay? And it's just, it's, folks, it's, I'm not kidding you, it's all over the place. They just, they build it into the letters of the marketing, like on the back of a cereal box or the back of a package of razors or something. You know, the letters that are on there, one of those could be the RFID system. And you're looking, you go, wait a second, I don't want these people tracking me on these products, beaming information about me, my financial records, and who I am and where I am and whatever. Well, yeah, none of us do, but that's what this technology can do. And they know this, folks, and to calm the fears of the public, the industry keeps saying, no, listen, these are just alarmists. These are wacko people you don't need to listen to. All this is a souped-up electronic version of the barcode system, right? There's nothing to worry about that. We've had that for years. We're not tracking you with that stuff. Well, folks, first of all, anybody who does their homework on this RFID technology realizes that it differs greatly from the barcode system that we're used to today. First of all, the codes that are stored electronically on these RFID tags are long enough, listen to this, that every RFID tag can have a unique serial ID number, while the current barcode system is limited to a single code for all particular products. Let me give an example. With today's barcodes, every can of Coke, okay, has the same barcode number as every other can of Coke. Whether it's a can of Coke in Sacramento, whether it's one in San Diego, it doesn't matter. It's all the same. But with an RFID tag, each individual can would have its own unique individual ID number, which then, here's the point, could be linked to the individual person who individually bought that individual can when they used it with their credit or debit card or freaking shopper card. And not only that, because of its tracking ability, this individual ID number on the individual product is now tied to the individual person buying it, which can now be tracked as you move from location to location. The can of Coke you're holding in your hand, folks, could be the very thing that they could use to track you. But again, later in the study, we're going to see that it's actually much more obvious than that, some of the technology that they're releasing upon us. Now, secondly, unlike a barcode, okay, they can be embedded in just about anything. Okay, and they don't have a what's called a line of sight. You know, like you have to have you get your product scanned through the grocery store. It has to be right above and right within the line of sight with the little laser thing. Well, these don't. They can be read from a distance. They can be read, again, through your clothes. They can be read automatically through your wallet, your backpack, your purse. In fact, they could scan a whole area at one shot, folks, and see who's wearing what, who's where what, and it's all interconnected. Okay, I'm telling you, folks, this is not science fiction. It's already in reality. It makes the movie Minority Report with Tom Cruise look like child's play. That all, by the way, is just propaganda, folks. That movie to get you and I used to the world that they are creating for us. Okay, and again, this is what's so wild, Dr. Monteith. Even as I go through this information again, I'm just amazed that even after several years of sharing this information, and we're not the only ones. There's many other people in the industry who are doing a great job, better job than we are, in getting this information out. And yet, people are just clueless about how much and how far this has progressed, and they're just about to lose every absolute freedom. You are literally, folks, going to be turned into a number, and they're going to control what you buy or sell, and you won't be able to hide anywhere on the planet. Exactly what the Bible said would happen 2,000 years ago. We're living in those days. Okay? And again, folks, we share with you video clips throughout this of the people admitting their desires to do this. Okay? We're not making this up. Okay, and one thing you need to understand is what is helping to fuel this mad dash usage of this RFID technology all over the planet is because of some of the retailers from the consumer industry and also from the military. Some of the biggest retailers in the world, again, like Walmart, is one of the biggest industries who's pushing this. And because they have hundreds of suppliers all over the globe, it's having a global effect. The United States Department of Defense is also demanding that its suppliers utilize the RFID systems. And again, what they're using it for is to be able to track their products, supplies, anything, anywhere, at any time, in real time, 24/7, anywhere on the planet. Okay? And in fact, speaking of global effects, folks, this technology has grown so fast that they've actually got an organization, you can check it out yourself, it's called the EPC Global. Okay? And this organization determines the international global standards for the use of this technology in any item, in the entire supply chain, anywhere in the world. they're governing it, what frequency you can use and how it's going to work and, you know, which channels is everybody going to use, et cetera, it's a complete organization. Okay? And not so surprisingly, shocker, the board of governors on this entity includes people like Walmart, Gillette, Procter & Gamble, just to name a few.
Hold that thought, Pastor Crone. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Got a home project in mind but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland. 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment. Keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate the support of this station. 970-669-3866.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Well, good morning again, Dr. Stan, our guest, Pastor Billy Crone. I want to tell you, I've seen this RFID series, and it's really the amazing thing about it is all the clips there. I don't know where Pastor Crone got them, but they are simply the material that is actually put out by the companies that make the RFID chips, and they tell you exactly what they're going to do. It's not certainly what Billy Crone says, but what the companies manufacturing chips will openly say, and their plan to be able to monitor everything we do, everything we buy, and literally to control our desires through anticipating what we want by what we bought in the past, and it will all be recorded. Everything you buy or sell will be recorded in that great computer off there in the sky someplace. Well, Pastor Crone, before we go on, why don't we just get at your website? Why don't you go right ahead?
Yeah, you can check us at our main website at getalifemedia.com. That's GetalifeMedia.com. Getalifemedia.com. Or you can just search for my name on the Internet, Billy Crone, C-R-O-N-E, B-I-L-L-Y, of course, C-R-O-N-E, and that'll take you where you need to go.
Okay, fine. We do carry tape set on the DVD series on RFID, the one on the Final Countdown, the one on Scientific Creation. So pick up the story on RFID.
Well, you know, and that's pretty much in a nutshell what that technology can do. You know, it's a radio frequency technology. It stores information. It can make transactions, again, financial transactions. It sends information. It's a tracking device. It's all in a little thing. It could be, you know, size of your thumb. It could be half the size of a grain of sand. It could be embedded on products. It could be embedded in people. It could be embedded in your pets. In fact, it's already being done. Okay, so that's what the technology can do. All right, now I want to talk about what these corporations and these entities will do. In fact, folks, what they're already doing. Okay, and the moment that you start addressing these concerns in the industry and the corporation, which, hey, I want to be tracked. I don't want to be, you know, linked to a number. I don't want to have a number. I don't want to be in a database. I don't want you to know everything I ever do, I ever say, my every like and dislike and all that stuff. And, well, folks, it's already happening. They already have a complete database. I think the number is the average person in America is on at least 300 different databases. You're already in there whether you like it or not. They know everything about you, what you like to eat, what you like to drink, where you like to go, your vacation spots, what you like to read, where you surf on the Internet, what you surf for. I mean, it's all being recorded. They know everything about you. Now, from the corporation's point of view, they're doing it to bilk you of your cash because it's called targeting marketing and advertising. Okay, and if you ever notice that, when you show up and something shows up in your mailbox, it's like, how'd they know that I was in my 30s and how'd they know that I like camping? Well, because they have a database on you, folks. They sell that information. And then we get tricked into offering up this personal information anywhere from, you know, signing up for free vacations or stuff on the Internet or stuff like that, or even something, as we talked before on the Final Countdown studies, things like Facebook and Twitter and all these things. They use that information to build these databases on us. Read the fine print, folks. You gave them permission to do that when you signed onto those accounts. Okay, but from the corporations, they're doing it to get all kinds of cash out of you, okay, because that's their goal. Okay, and we know biblically, ultimately, this technology in place is going to be grabbed control by the false prophet and the Antichrist, and then they're going to take it to a completely whole different evil level, and they're going to grab control of the whole system and say, you either worship the Antichrist or you are shut out and or you're dead. Okay, and but when you try to share these concerns with the corporations and the entities, they come back with all kinds of lame excuses. Okay, and the first one, they say, well, wait a second. Nothing to be afraid about. The people aren't going to get close enough to these readers to be able to scan the RFID tag, so nobody's going to know. Well, first of all, this is one of the biggest lies that's continually repeated in the industry to explain away the fears about this technology. Okay, and they say, well, listen, you know, somebody has to get extremely close in order for this information to be scanned off the tags. Well, yeah, some of them are within just a few inches, but that's not all of them, folks. First of all, some of these tags, folks, you can they not only beam. In fact, the ones that you're carrying, many people right now, in your enhanced driver's license, it's an RFID chip in there, okay, to store your information and to get across, you know, you act as a passport. Your passport, same thing. Those can be scanned, I think, as 20, 30, I think I even heard up to 40 to 60 feet away. You don't have to be a few inches for that one, okay? Plus, even if it was, folks, just within a few inches, hey, people get in close proximity to be scanned. In fact, people get ripped off of their money and information, if you will, their wallets, by people who do it all the time. We call them pickpocketers. And so you could have people with this information just walking around scanning people, and we'll have a new term for them. They're scan pocketers. You know, they'll just come on there, they'll just skim your information right out of your wallet while you're walking down the street. Happens all, or you're sitting in line, or standing in line in the grocery store. They'll scan you. Folks, it's crazy for these people to say, oh no, people never get close. It's nuts. And folks, some of this technology, with these RFID tags can be scanned from satellites. They could track you. Okay, it's crazy for these people to say, oh no, no, yeah, it's ridiculous. There's no way you can get close enough. Are you kidding me, folks? They can use it to track you anywhere you want to go. Okay, the next lame excuse they bring up, they say, okay, I'll tell you what. Okay, so maybe you're freaked out about being scanned and being able to be scanned from a satellite. Okay, yeah, that's a little uncomfortable. But I'll tell you what we'll do. We will have this information encrypted. Aha! So if they do try to scan you, it'll just be gogglygook and they won't be able to do it. Excuse me, folks, this stuff is already being hacked. It's already being broke into. I don't care what encryption it is. It's always being broke into. And I think there's a reason why. Let me give you an example. Even as far back 5 years ago, folks, Johns Hopkins University did a research on this RFID technology, and they successfully cracked the encryption code that are used on car keys. That's another RFID technology, you know, to get your car open, and then also to only supposedly the person with this key to start your car. Yeah, that's an RFID technology, by the way, which, by the way, let's back up a little bit. You need to understand where this stuff is in all the world. It's being used to track the entire consumer supply chain around the world. It's used to prevent theft in automobiles, like we're talking about with the car keys. It's used to collect tolls without stopping. That's your little toll pass there, the easy pass thing. That's RFID technology. It beams it to that reader, and it automatically deducts it from your account. Same technology, folks. They use it to manage traffic. They use it to gain entrance into buildings, automatic parking, controlling access of vehicles in gated communities, on campuses, in airports, using airports with tracking luggage and entryway, for dispensing goods. They use it for ski lift access. They use it to track library books, is another big one. Postal service, Lord willing, we'll get to that later. It's used to track every single document on the planet. Is a stated goal. Use it to buy hamburgers, and again, you can just breeze through the checkout line. It's all over the place. Okay, so this same technology that say, oh, don't worry, okay, just in case you can get scanned, and you will, then we'll encrypt it. I don't think so. Folks, these students, this is a direct quote, they just took the little RFID car key thing, okay, that was supposed to be encrypted. And they said, quote, all that would be required to steal a car is a moment next to the car owner, okay, just get, you know, close to them, extract the data from the key, in other words, scan it, and then in less than an hour of computing, a few minutes to break in, feed the key code to the car and hotwire it. That's it. And these are just students goofing around back in 2005 at Johns Hopkins University. Oh, and by the way, this is the same RFID system, folks, used in Ford, Nissan, and Toyota, and millions of other vehicles. There's nothing secure about it at all.
We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor Billy Crone.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
Are you aware that oxidative stress provides a foothold to more than 100 diseases? Discover the only supplement clinically proven to eliminate the age-dependent increase in markers of oxidative stress to that of a 20-year-old. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. There is only one product that triggers your body to produce a host of free radical-fighting enzymes. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. For your improved health, check out the ABC video at www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com.
Your friends at A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning in Brighton remind us the responsibility of drivers. Caution and courtesy is the key to staying safe. Please remember to pay special attention around schools, parks, playgrounds, and especially around school buses while they're picking up and dropping off. Our children are our future. Please do your part to keep them safe. That's from A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning, the experts who can tell you if your last year's fuel bill was grossly out of line, what repairs or replacements would offer you the greatest long-term savings. Call 303-659-1087. That's 303-659-1087. A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest, Pastor Billy Crone. The last segment, Pastor Crone, go right ahead.
Well, and let me give you another lame excuse. Not only this stuff is not safe, it's not secure, it can be scanned, it doesn't matter. Even if they encrypt it, it can be broken. then they actually have the audacity to come back and say, oh, but you can trust us. You know, we only have your best interests at heart. Really? Well, first of all, folks, their dishonest behavior using this RFID technology was demonstrated quite a while back by Gillette. In its RFID pilot program, they conducted what was called a smart shelf program back in England. And believe it or not, folks, they automatically and secretly photographed shoppers taking RFID tag Gillette razors off the shelf to see if the technology could be used to deter for shoplifting. But that's not the only one. It's all over the place. Another study, it was uncovered by the Chicago Sun-Times. Okay, you check it out yourself. Shelves in a Walmart store in Oklahoma were equipped with readers to not only track the Max Factor Lipfinity lipstick, say that was five times real fast, not only to track those, but then, listen to this, they watched shoppers in action using webcams on the shelves and viewed the behavior of the shoppers 750 miles away by Procter & Gamble researchers in Cincinnati, Ohio, so they could tell when lipsticks were removed from the shelves, and they did this over a four-month period, and they didn't tell anybody about it. Excuse me, we can trust these people? I don't think so, folks. They've been sneaky about it from the get-go, because once they realize, or once they know that once we realize what the ramifications of this quote-unquote convenience is, we're going to be, as one guy said, we're going to feel like tagged bears. But not only that, folks, let me just share with you one, just one of their patents out there. IBM's got one for this technology. It's called the Person Tracking Unit. I mean, how do you get around that one? Oh, we're not gonna personally track you. Oh, but you have a patent called the Person Tracking Unit with this RFID technology. And what this patent actually says, folks, is it scans RFID tags on unwitting members, you and I of the public, as we move through the retail stores, through airports, train stations, elevators, libraries, theaters, and even in public restrooms. Here's a direct quote from the patent. Quote, when a person carrying or wearing items having RFID tag enter the store or other designated area, an RFID tag scanner located therein scans the RFID tags on that person and reads the RFID tag information. The RFID tag information collected from the person is correlated with the transaction records stored in the transaction database. Based on the results, the exact identity of the person or certain characteristics about the person can be determined. This information is used to monitor the movement of the person through the store or other areas. And that means, folks, armed with this device, it has the ability to not only track people, but coupled with the informational database, the device could be used to identify, I mean, total specifics, our age, race, gender, and our income bracket. Very important. Why would they want to do that? Because remember, folks, for the corporations anyway, they want to get the most money out of you as they can. They go on to say in this patent, listen, the person tracking unit may assign a tracking number to each identified person. Once the movement of the person can be monitored based on the RFID tags carried on the person, the tracking information can be used in a number of different ways. Listen to this. For example, it can be used to provide advertising to a person as the person roams. Remember the movie Minority Report? They're already building it, folks, as the person roams, or even more specific targeted advertising based on the person's income bracket. You get that? And that this income bracket could additionally be inferred if items carried on the person are highly expensive name brands, like a Rolex watch or something, as opposed to just a Chizo one like I got for $10, which could be used to provide targeted advertising. Do you get that? And folks, if that wasn't bad enough, they even go on to say that the government could use this device to track suspicious people in public places using RFID tags in the things people are wearing and carrying. Excuse me? Folks, it is totally obvious. That's just one of the patents. We share tons of other patents that the corporations have out there of how they're going to use this device to track our every movement through the usage of these RFID tags. It's crazy. And then they want to say, oh, wait a second. You're just being alarmist. We never said such a thing. Are you kidding me, folks? Let me share with you a few quotes from the people. I shared with you the one guy about being tagged like bears. That's from Paul Sappho. He's the research director of the Institute for the Future. He says, at the end of the day, this is a direct quote, at the end of the day, we're going to feel like tagged bears, but we'll find ways to conceal our location. Will we? Listen to this. A marketer at the Auto ID Center, that's one of the big movers and shakers in this industry, said this, quote, won't it be great when we know every time the consumer takes the lid off the toothpaste in their own bathroom? Did you catch that? Which, by the way, also tells you they're not going to be shutting these tags off, and or they can be reactivated later somehow, because how in the world did they know when every time you took the lid off your toothpaste in your own bathroom? And they have no plans to use this to control everything? Are you kidding me? Helen Deuce of the Ottawa D Center, she said, quote, "We have a clear vision to create a world where every object, from jumbo jets to sewing needles, is linked to the Internet. Compelling as this vision is, it's only achievable if the center system is adopted by everyone everywhere. Success will be nothing less than global adoption." Mark Roberti from the same company, he says, "Our vision is a world in which low-cost RFID tags are put on every manufactured item and tracked using a single global network as they move from one company to another or one country to another. Indeed, we envision individual items, cans of Coke, pairs of jeans, car tires, being tracked from the moment they're made until the time they're recycled." Oh, by the way, they plan that for people, too. From the time you are born to the time you die, you're going to be treated just like a product. Steve Halliday of the AIM Global, he says, "If I talk to companies and ask them if they want to replace the barcode with these tags, the answer can't be anything but yes. Listen, it's like giving them an opportunity to rule the world." Well, how could they do that? Well, think about it, folks. They're going to know everything about you. They're going to be able to track you into the world. And since it's all linked to a supply chain, they're going to literally control what you can buy or sell anywhere on the planet. Wow, where have I heard that before?
And you'll neither buy nor sell. Yes, you win. And Mark the Beast is known by the number of his name. So, Pastor Crone, we'll look forward to our next program. And Pastor Crone has a series of programs. How many programs will there be?
Maybe possibly about four on this one.
About four on this. And actually, there are four DVDs that in this series. It's an excellent series. We recommend it strongly. Thank you so very much for being with us, and we'll certainly look forward to having you back real soon.
Thank you, Dr. Monteith.
God bless.
God bless.
And, of course, that was Pastor Billy Crone of the Niagara Baptist, Frontier Baptist Church in Niagara, New York. And we'll certainly look forward. He'll be giving this full series for us. I think you'll enjoy it. Understanding is living to the fulfillment prophecy.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Have a party, wedding, graduation, summer reunion, backyard birthday, or a backyard get-together to plan? We'll make sure that occasion is extra special and find all of your party needs at Grand Rental Station. Don't go anywhere else for your canopies, chairs, tables, bounce houses, and dunk tanks. Grand Rental Station has it all. When planning your next event, be sure to add Grand Rental Station staff of expert consultants to your list for the very best in service and advice. Call your local Grand Rental Station now at 970-532-0144 in Johnstown. The very place for everything to rent. That's Grand Rental Station, 970-532-0144.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and certainly Pastor Crone has done a great job Oh, we have the four-tape set, four-CD set, or DVD set, I should say, on RFID. That's the four-DVD set. And it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Then we have, of course, the a four-tape set on RFID. And these are interviews with Catherine Albrecht and other people on RFID. We do have a book called Spy Chips. Catherine Albrecht actually wrote the book. We have a DVD called The Shadow Government, which goes into the whole background of this effort to track you from the cradle to the grave. And certainly all the wonderful technologies that have been set up by the Luciferian forces to control the American people. So that's the Shadow Government DVD, the four-tape set on Sydney, going into the background of the RFID, Pastor Billy Crone's excellent DVDs on the subject, and the book, Spy Chip. So give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, what is behind all of this? Well, there's the Luciferian movement, quite frankly. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. But you need to get the book, or if you can't afford the book, go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, and you can watch the talk for nothing there. And if you can stand sitting there for 2 hours and watching me talk, or you can, of course, purchase the DVD, but you can watch it for nothing. Basically, the book came from the talk. We have other talks, one on the financial Armageddon, one on the forbidden secret, another one just called the secret. They're all basically the same. There is a secret been passed down for 5,000 years. What do you think is the basis of the mystery religions? What was the basis of the ancient secret societies, of the Kabbalah, of the Gnostics, of the Templars, of the Rosicrucians? They keep putting out all sorts of glossy magazines and Time Magazine and Discovery Channel and History Channel keep telling you, but they are designed specifically not to tell you the truth. None of them are going to tell you the truth because they're all controlled by the Brotherhood of Darkness. The media in America is controlled. Your reality is controlled. Our universities are controlled. They control the great corporations and the banking, and they can all be tracked back to the Trilateral Commission. But what is the force behind the Trilateral Commission? Look at their logo. It's a circle made up of three arrows. And if you look carefully, you'll see the sixes. Six. Joined together by an upside-down broken cross. What do you think it symbolizes? Well, it was put together by a man named Zbigniew Brzezinski, who is an agent of David Rockefeller, who in his own memoirs talks about the secret cabal that rules the world today, working for a new international order of that one world government prophesied in the ancient scriptures. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com. Go there. And, of course, please listen to our programs. Get others to listen. You can save their soul. We hope. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com. Thank you.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places, and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver. Denver.
IRN, USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar. President Obama is discussing a new weapons policy that would limit the U.S. use of nuclear weapons.
It would prevent the U.S. from nuclear retaliation against non-nuclear countries in compliance with the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty of 1970. Even if countries lacking nuclear capability attacked the U.S. with non-conventional biological or chemical weapons, the U.S. could not retaliate with nuclear arms. Obama plans to further cut the existing U.S. nuclear arsenal and stop development of future nuclear weapons. According to the New York Times, President Obama is expected to outline the restrictions during his scheduled security summit next week in Washington.